Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're gonna go to Cane's and you're gonna order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. You didn't hear Bill chime in there because we had a special guest. We've had Bo Lever has been on our text line since, I don't know, 15 years ago, so 12 years ago, we've been around for 14 years. And Bo Lever has provided us with Bucky's shirts.
Look at this.
This is incredible. Bo Lever has been a staple of the show on the text line. I'd say 10 plus years. Right, Bo Lever?
And he brought his family.
Where do you live at? Where do you reside?
We live in Texas.
And you're up here.
We got to put a face to the name here. I'm going to turn this around real quick. Look at this. This is Bo Lever. There he is right there. That's Bo Lever and his family live at the Residence Inn here in the Haymarket. I'm stunned right now. I don't even know what to say.
This is two sons and a daughter. Yeah. All right.
And
wow.
Look at
amazing.
The Bucky shirt. Look at this. This is perfect.
And he bought us beaver nuggets.
Slinky. Hold on.
Bill's going to get his headset on.
Yeah.
Right. Everything is a lot going on right now.
I got a slinky. I mentioned this on air, a couple years ago? I didn't just mention this like a week ago. Like a couple years ago, I mentioned the importance of a slinky.
Sit down.
Yeah,
have
please.
A seat. Yeah, listen into the show.
I am a little taken aback.
This is
Bo Lever.
I didn't know what to expect when I saw Bo
Lever. It's like seeing like Sean Penn.
It kind of is. and Bo Lever has been a constant texter for years.
A star.
I agree.
He's a superstar.
I can't take my eyes off of him.
It's Sean Penn.
It's not weird. It's just you're Bo Lever.
Yeah.
We've seen your name for so long.
Yes, and now it's the
worlds collided
with the fam.
And it's a great screen name too.
It is.
It's one of the best.
It is. Bo Lever provides us with what? Some Bucky's attire. This is awesome.
I'm wearing this
what
today.
What Bucky's? Where'd you get this? Which Bucky's? The one in Fort Worth or where's that?
Innis.
Okay.
South of Dallas.
South of Dallas. Okay.
This is awesome.
Yeah, I was tempted to put it on right now.
Just do it. Look, it's just
go
just
shirt off.
Right.
Go shirt off, then shirt on.
If you watch the broadcast, you know that Sip has a Bucky sticker on the back of his computer. Now you have
a
shirt to match it.
Yeah, so. I have that sticker on my computer.
So thank you.
Did you guys get a brisket?
What's that?
I sent you a blue shirt.
Oh, yes. I do. Yeah, I also have a blue shirt. I think that's in my bag over here, actually. I do have two. But this one is great. Look at this. Bo Lever.
Did you guys get a brisket sandwich when you were there? They have incredible food at Bucky's. And the bathrooms are remarkably clean.
So I know this is kind of awkward radio, but where in Texas are you from?
Innis.
Innis. Okay, Innis, Texas. All right.
So the magnet I sent you says Innis on fire. The magnet says anus at the bottom. Okay.
Believers right, with us right now.
With the family. Live at the Residence Inn by Marriott Lincoln downtown Haymarket. This is great. By the way, you can still come by. You pay $10. Your donation goes to Lincoln Literacy. You can get breakfast out of that. Also, we'll be giving away a free night stay to the Residence Inn by the end of the show. If you want to book this for a tailgate spot for the football season, call 402-904-5135. Residence in 8th and R in the Haymarket. By the way, what is, does Shin Daddy have something going on today for the 3rd of July?
It's very, very creative. It's kind of cool. It's Thanksgiving Thursday. He's thankful for Independence Day, okay. So he went with full Thanksgiving. He's in a pilgrim outfit.
He's in, I have to see
he
this.
He has a full pilgrim outfit. We have to see this. And he's got a full Thanksgiving feast set up for everyone who comes in.
Full.
Everything. Full. Turkey, stuffing.
Cranberry.
Cranberry, mashed potatoes, scallop corn, everything you'd want. And it's to be thankful, not just on Thanksgiving. Let's be thankful.
Gratitude.
It's like the. It's gratitude. It's kind of the halfway point towards Thanksgiving. So today, he is thankful for the independence. And so he created an entire pilgrim setting.
And, you're kidding me.
Inside, and of course, it's all inside the lobby where he said, but he'll meet you in a pilgrim outfit, and so will Tamara. They'll both be in pilgrim outfits.
Are you supposed to wear the same attire yourself walking in, or not?
If you would, it'd be nice if you dressed up as a pilgrim. It'd be fun.
I've never thought of that outfit before, Bill.
What is a nice pilgrim outfit? They're hard to find. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
so that's a great idea. That's pretty heavy food for the heat.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat as much as you do on Thanksgiving.
Maybe not quite as much.
Right.
But it makes you think, don't just be thankful on Thanksgiving. Be thankful several times a year. Gratitude, as you said. But he's in a full outfit right now, greeting people as they come in, and they've been roasting turkeys for 2 days.
God dang, when I've met Shindy. He kind of looks like a pilgrim.
He does.
That's a good take,
he is.
Bill.
If you said pick one pilgrim, it'd be Shin Daddy.
Yeah, he's built. You know, he's a big, stout, like a big pilgrim.
Yeah, big pilgrim.
Well, thankful Thursday.
He'd be like building a house.
Yeah.
The log house.
Log house. He'd be the guy building it.
Maybe
yes.
The mud house.
Yes. Shooting a turkey.
Thankful Thursday at Midwest Bank. Go see Shin Daddy as a pilgrim. That'd be fun.
Raising some maize.
Yes, it'd be fun. I want to see Shin Daddy in the outfit. We are live at the Residence Inn, and now to Bill's left,
Schaefer,
it's Mike
sir.
Schaefer, 24/7 Sports. Schaefer, good morning. Okay. Back-to-back days, we get to see you.
Schaefer, yes. I want to personally thank him for coming yesterday.
Thank you.
Nice. I mean it. I'm not joking.
I appreciate the personal thank you.
Yeah.
And then
I mean
the,
it.
And the part
nice.
Also when Steve said, and then you two famous people. And Schaefer's over here, too.
Well, Schaefer,
How
am I supposed to compare to Phil Roman and Rick Hayman?
You were up against
just
something.
Two business operators whose names are in their actual business.
In their business, yes. What's
your steakhouse again? There's already a Schaefer, so I can't stake that one out.
I can't take that one.
So that's gone. I'm not related to him.
Me and Schaefer. We're men of the people. We don't think of ourselves as famous.
That is what he just said is amazing. So what do you run? Sartor Hayman Jewelers. And what do you run with that? Ruhlman's Steakhouse. And you're Phil Ruhlman. Schaefer.
Yeah, on the same level as them.
Nothing.
Thanks
have you ever
coming.
Talked to Schaefer about an opportunity to do some advertising for them?
Bill, I used to live on a street the corner of was Michael's on one side, the arts craft store.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And then Schaefer's on the other. And so I lived on that same street.
Mike Schaefer.
Yeah. It was sort of amazing.
Yes.
Taking full advantage of that situation at some point.
I was like just turning the corner at Michael's and Schaefer's.
When you go to buy something at Schaefer, you just kind of slide your ID. Does this help at all?
Look at the last name. Point at it.
My dad tried that. It did not work.
Did not work.
He could not get a cheaper flat screen TV in 2008 using his last name.
Come on.
We just kind of looked at him. The cashier didn't even think it was funny.
It worked for us for a slight bit in St. Louis. At the brewery, we went to the brewery,
and
Bush at that. So I kind of did the old, hey, real quick here. What's this mean to you, like that? And they're like, well, I'll tell you what, we will do. We'll give you unlimited access to the tasting room. So as they rotate through, they you come in, you get about 10 minutes, and they whisk you out. They just let us stay.
That's nice.
Oh, Dad was there for that. Dad, Mom, everyone was there. Tracy Bush, yeah, it was awesome. Janine.
They thought perhaps you were part of the empire.
They didn't want to just completely shun it away because they were getting tested. But
you could have been a great cousin down the line. Yeah.
Also, like, well, you guys didn't do anything. Well, we left them in the tasting room, so I got that much from them.
No, that makes sense.
Mean anything? I did, I go, that exact word. What does this mean anything to you?
slid it across.
Slide it over. Just slide it over.
Yeah. There's a very odd man outside. He's part of our empire.
Excuse me.
He claims to be family.
Did they give you instructions to say that you weren't here if you go, you know, raise hell in St. Louis after?
Yes.
Yeah, you weren't here.
You were not here.
You didn't come here.
If you have questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685. We did chat with you briefly yesterday about recruiting Schaefer, but it's been it's been a busy last 10-plus days for Nebraska football. A lot of commitments. Is there one that to you stands out that is the most impressive or the most surprising gift the Huskers had?
I mean, I think the biggest one is Claude Mpuma, and it's not just because he is literally the biggest of them. I just struggle.
Mass kicks ass.
Yeah, I mean,
had to be
right
said.
There. Yeah. And it's one of these, I have a tough time just going through the Rolodex of recent recruiting history. There's not a lot of offensive linemen that have a similar kind of build or even background. Like, this is a guy that has huge upside. And usually the linemen Nebraska bring in are more like what they have in the class in Rex Waterman and Leon Noyle and Hayden Ainsworth, where they're what I call, and it's not just me, but a lot of people call them like swing linemen, like guys that could play tackle if you need it, more likely at right tackle, or could end up in the interior. Claude Mpuma is one of these guys that you feel very comfortably he's going to be developed to be your left tackle. Like, that is, you know, what his role is going to be. Or, you know, if he ends up at right tackle, he ends up at right tackle. But there's just not a lot of guys at his size. Great athleticism, big upside. I mean, there's a lot of development that's needed here. He's very raw. He just started playing football his junior year of high school. So there's a lot that has to happen there. But he also comes in where he's got a good athletic background, former basketball player, former soccer player from Cameroon initially, and won't show up theoretically with a bunch of bad habits. So you aren't going to have to coach that out of him necessarily. So I think Claude Mpuma is kind of the guy that, if you're looking at this class right now and you're projecting it forward, who has a chance to be a day one or day two pick in the NFL? Like, he's got the biggest upside. Whether he can get there is on Nebraska's staff, ultimately. And to go beat Auburn and Florida in that recruitment when they really wanted him, when I heard Friday before the decision that Auburn was going to be the pick and the NIL package that they had put together for him and his family was pretty strong, and then Matt Rhule comes in with a phone call, and I'm sure 1890 is heavily involved at that point. It just a really nice close for Matt Rhule at a position where they needed to get somebody.
How do you – what is your overall take on this class now after the events of the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think it's – you know, I've been asked to kind of grade it, and I think people were a little surprised. I've said a C. I mean, they've done a nice job getting up to where they have 12 commitments now, but it's still going to be a smaller class. They still have some positions they need to fill. They missed at defensive line. Like, they don't have a defensive lineman in this class.
I was just going
to
ask that question.
They only have two defensive recruits total, Jace Reynolds and Danny Odom. And so, you know, there's still things that didn't go well for them. They've done a nice job, specifically offensive line. I mentioned Claude Mpuma and then ran through those other three guys. I like what they've done there. At wide receiver, getting Larry Miles and
Nalen Scott. Yeah,
getting those two guys I think is good. I think Jamal Rhule fits with what they need in the running back room. But we have to be honest, this isn't a class full of guys that are going to come in and just be massive difference makers right away. Mm-hmm. It's a solid workman-like class where they have 11 commitments. I don't know what it's rated for you guys over at On3 or Rivals, but it's in the 60s for 24/7 Sports. Like, they've had a nice month of June, but everything leading up to June, you know, they didn't have a commitment from November until May 1. So there's a lot of work that had to get done in June. They did a nice job with it. But I don't want to overstate just because they had a nice month. It doesn't mean, like, that they've had this terrific overall recruiting class. I think they've done a good job. But they, you know, they had a lot of guys they never even got to campus as official visitors.
Who's next?
I mean, as far as commitments?
Yeah, what's on the hook right now?
They've got two decisions coming today.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
And tomorrow with defensive backs. I'm having a tough time trying to figure out what's happening with Devin Jackson at 11 a.m. this morning. He is a defensive back from the same high school as Danny Odom, plays on the same 7-on-7 team as Larry Miles and as Odom.
Florida
and,
kid.
Yeah, he's a Florida kid, Orlando kid. And Devin Jackson was committed to Florida, and then he took visits to LSU, Miami, Oregon, Penn State, Florida again, and Nebraska. And it sounds like it's an Oregon-Nebraska battle. LSU is out. Miami thinks that they're out. And I can't get anyone in my network to give me any idea where this thing is going at 11 a.m.
I thought that ship had sailed.
Yeah, I did too. But, you know, there was times where it looked like the Danny Odom one had sailed. He looked like he was going to go to Oklahoma and then Ohio State the day of. And, again, a Matt Rhule phone call. Matt Rhule has done a really nice job when being tagged in at the end of the recruitment and getting some yeses out of guys in this cycle. I'm wondering if that's what happened again with Devin Jackson. He was at Larry Miles' announcement ceremony, and this was his attire on the day. He was wearing an Oregon beanie. This is down in Florida, by the way. He was wearing an Oregon beanie, a Miami long sleeve shirt, and Nebraska shorts. So if you can just kind of visualize, you know. So if you assume that's his top three, one of the teams is coming out of there. That's happening this morning. It's supposed to be at 11 a.m. I was hoping to come on today and have a little bit better indication as to where that's going. But
okay.
I checked with like 10 different people yesterday.
That's interesting.
People that are connected to programs that, you know, I feel good that Miami and LSU are out. It's really coming down to Oregon, Nebraska. And I don't know that either school knew as of last night exactly what was going to happen this morning.
Okay, and then who else is on the hook? Calvin Thomas?
Calvin Thomas, I think it's July 12th, so that's not this Saturday but next. And then before that, Darian Jones is tomorrow on July 4th. It's his mom's birthday, also Independence Day, so he's choosing to announce there. That's Nebraska, Iowa, and then a handful of other schools, but it's really Nebraska, Iowa. That's a tough one. The Jones family, Iowa fans. Nebraska has Donovan Jones in their backfield right now, and I thought maybe that would help pull in Darian Jones. It looks like he's going to go to the family school at Iowa. That would
be
the
family school.
Yeah, they've got the Iowa flag and the rock, and they've supported Iowa for a long time. So I didn't know that about Donovan. That never really came up, and Nebraska was like his first and really only Power Four offer. Darian, because people, I think, knew Donovan and Darian had a really nice junior year. I think Darian's recruitment started a lot earlier, and Nebraska came in a little later. And then at that point, you know, Iowa had built enough of a lead there. And you look at what they've done with defensive backs, it's kind of hard to argue. I mean,
and punt
you have the
returns.
Opportunity to go there.
Yeah. And punt returns. He's a punt returner.
Yeah. Well, he's a great at. I would consider him at wide receiver. I mean, that's where – watching him as a player when I watched Omaha North and Central this year, I mean, that game had Torrey Pittman and Kylan Haney and all of these guys. Darian Jones is the best player on the field, both sides of the ball. I mean, he's a great defensive back, but he looks like he glides when he runs. Everything he does is really smooth. If he does end up at Iowa, that is not going to be a fun player for Nebraska.
How do you feel about that slinky in front of you?
I was just going to mention
he's eyeing it.
One of my
now.
Favorite photos is at my grandma's house, and she has, like, at the time, I don't know what it looks like now, but, like, this 1970s carpet that had, like, it looked like mint chocolate chip was the style of the carpet, and it was shag.
I like it.
And so there's a photo of me as, like, an 18 or 19-year-old who had gotten a slinky as a joke for Christmas, sitting on the stairs wearing my Christmas sweater and everything, trying to get this slinky to go down the stairs.
Down the stairs is always the number one thing you go
it's
to.
It's hard.
It's the first
when
thing
it comes
do.
Out of the box, it's really it doesn't have the same bend
tight.
That you
yeah.
want. So you you have to actually break in a slinky, which I don't think that I knew at that time. But
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
You have to.
I'm going to see if I can find that photo during the break so you can
please
see
do.
It.
And the slinky has been a standard for what? Since so like the
30s?
Kids.
I mean, it's forever. It's still around.
If you got one going down the steps,
it was a big deal.
It's an achievement.
When you think about just how that looks when you get it going.
When it made the first flip. It's like, okay, I got a chance.
Where else would it go besides the stairs? It wouldn't work anywhere else, would it? What else would you do with it?
Not really.
It's the only chance.
Stairs is kind of a limitation.
Yeah, you could pose
it. That's about it.
Yeah.
You could really just try to pose it, but it doesn't have the same.
Can you imagine the TikTok videos of a slinky going down the steps now?
Yeah.
That'd be mesmerizing.
Let's make it happen. You got TikTok.
I do. I could do
that. Post some slinky videos.
And then everyone had one. You had a slinky that they never go away. And all of a sudden, it's like, really? Who bent it? There's a little bent piece in the slinky, and you can't fix it. Like just throw it away.
Yeah, so, just get a new one.
Yeah, just get
the slinky and the yo-yo are the two things it feels like every kid has to have at some point in time.
Yeah. Important.
Are yo-yos still popular now?
You can get them.
They're coming
get
back.
Get them at Bucky's.
They're coming back.
Can you get
Bucky's,
Bucky's
is everything.
Nice.
Thank you, Bo Lever.
Bo Lever's
here.
Bo Lever's
here.
Right. We have
a live
audience here.
Drove up from Texas.
That's Bo Lever.
Yes.
That's him.
Long-time Texter.
You drove up for your birthday? That's incredible.
12 years.
We'll say on that. Yeah, let's go with yes. Yeah, why not?
They're saying yes.
No, Bo Lever came here to see us from Texas.
Yes. Very nice. Schaefer, we have some questions on the text line for you at 402-464-5685. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma says, what are the chances of landing defensive tackle Valdensson from Sweden?
Good question.
I mean, I think Nebraska's in the mix, but I think they're further back. Georgia's involvement, once they got in, they basically shot to the top of the line. And you think about what they've done with defensive linemen, it's sort of hard to argue. You have an opportunity to join that program as a defensive lineman. You know, and if you can hack it there, you have a great chance of being in the NFL and you know, playing for titles and everything else. Nebraska identified him really early, but, you know, when you're that good and you're – largely aggressively being shopped around the country by Brandon Collier and you know the international recruits that he represents, it was going to be tough for Nebraska.
Expand on Brandon Collier shop. I mean, this is he lives in Germany, is that right?
Yeah, I don't remember what exactly it's PPI. I think is the name.
It
of
is,
the,
it's
but
PPI.
I can't think of what that stands for. So Brandon Collier has been involved in helping get European athletes who are interested in football and the football community over in Europe, helping get them over to the United States to camp, to get them in front of colleges. I think Nebraska's defensive lineman from Germany is a Brandon Collier guy.
Hufkin.
I can't think of name.
No,
he walks by the station.
Just to be clear, Hufkin is a part of another outfit.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I know
but it's a similar situation.
Say it again.
David Hufkin. Hey,
you see him every day walk by.
Sone Price. I mean, when you say shop around, this is he commands some money.
I mean, his nickname's a big ticket, and it's going to require quite a lot of NIL for whoever is going to.
I mean, we're talking about a million.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so.
He's a big man.
The thing is, you're talking about Georgia and Ohio State and Texas. And I mean, name brand programs that are expected to compete for a national title year in and year out, where the NIL is not – it's a given. I mean, you expect that they can spend big money.
Right. So the what's your take on – you said the Nebraska hasn't had a D lineman yet, which is always – I've talked to these guys. It's just like my passion. If you watch the Super Bowl, it was insane what the Eagles did.
Yeah.
The D-line has won more championships than anybody's won that position. So they don't have any. Is that because they just missed, didn't have enough in? They're hard to find. I told the other day, you walk into every school. What do you have? I got two wide receivers. Do you have a D line? Do you have a nose guard? No. No, we don't. What do you have? We have a wide out. We have a tight end and a running back. Mm-hmm. How about D lineman? No. No, the next school. It's like there's no – they don't exist. These people don't exist, these D linemen. They're so hard to find. Mm-hmm. So is it because it was because they had some identified – went to other places, or was because sometimes your D lineman's like you don't ever throw him off the board because it's like, hey, we only have so many. Well, this guy, well, I don't know if he's gonna be a guy. Don't turn him loose because we might need that guy later on. So what's your take on the D lineman situation?
Yeah, so I think it's a combination of a few different things. I think they are avoiding just taking someone to take them to fill a number. So I think they have a pretty small list of what they wanted to go after. And I think the bigger part of it is that Terry Braddon just wasn't involved in recruiting until April and May.
Makes sense.
And so you lost Terrence Knighton, and you lost every relationship you had with defensive linemen. You lost Tony White. You lost every relationship you had with defensive linemen. And I'm not kidding. I talked to guys in December that Nebraska was recruiting hard, that I, you know, Hunter Higgins out of Wichita and some other players like that. They hadn't heard from Nebraska at all. Yeah. Like, no one was really recruiting defensive line for Nebraska for a decent enough stretch that you fall behind. And then the guys that they did have good relationships with, someone like Titan Davis, I don't know if Nebraska just felt like they couldn't be in that NIL world. And part of it, this all comes down when they don't know what the house settlement's going to be, and Matt Rhule basically has said, you know, we're not going to be the team that overpromises and underdelivers. That doesn't mean that they won't have a shot at a Titan Davis later in the cycle if the money isn't necessarily there.
What a name.
Titan Davis.
Yeah,
he's one of the top defensive linemen in the country. He comes out of DeSmet High School in St. Louis. You know, this was Nebraska's number one target for this cycle, and they just – they bowed out early because I don't think they felt like they were going to compete in the NIL space. I think he ended up at Alabama. And so Titan Davis was a really high target for him. Obviously, we mentioned Sohn. Cameron Wilson, they had him multiple times. I think they thought that they were going to get him after the official visit. Went back out to Syracuse. That he reaffirmed his commitment there, but if Syracuse has a slow start to their season, Nebraska starts off well, they'd have a chance to maybe flip Cameron Wilson.
Is he more of an edge?
He's more of an edge than he is a straight defensive lineman. I don't think he's a jack, though. I think he would be I think he would be a defensive lineman
like
in Nebraska's
Winery
system. Yeah. He's not as tall, but, yeah, I mean, that's sort of the idea. So, you know, the ones that they had kind of – there's a guy who committed to Florida State that James Carrington, Nebraska, was going to bring in the final weekend. They never got the chance. I mean, it didn't feel like Braddon had connected with recruits necessarily in the 26 class, and they just didn't have, like, these other options behind them because I don't think they wanted to take them.
Huh.
That makes sense. Just for the
– they might focus on the transfer portal with the defensive line.
Well, that's hard, though, isn't it, Bill? I mean, it's not like they're not highly coveted in the portal.
Yeah, D linemen is like that. Well, let's go to the portal. Well, they have the same problem because
if you have
too many D linemen, you're at Alabama. We have too many D linemen, and a D lineman that's very talented comes available, they take them.
Yep. Yep.
You don't ever pass on them. It's just like it. There's no such thing. But for the fans to know, and our fans are extremely intelligent. For everyone to know, though, when we start talking about this, it's not over with anybody.
Right.
So those who you feel you might have already can go someplace else, right, or those, like you said, can come back. There's no signing yet. So sometimes it gets very confusing. Sometimes people are going, you hear people on the radio go, yep, he signed with so-and-so.
Nope.
No, he didn't.
No,
he hadn't done anything. He just committed.
Let's use Fran Brown as an example. I think that we're also going to be looking at the end of November, an insane coaching carousel.
Oh.
Because of everything that's going on and NIL expectations and what, you know, people expect. If Fran Brown ends up in another job, maybe Cameron Wilson doesn't have the opportunity to go with them, and then Nebraska would have an opportunity there. I just – you're right. I mean, it's such a long way to, what, the first Wednesday of December?
Yeah.
And that's for the guys that Nebraska got, too. I mean, you can celebrate the Claude Mpumas and the Danny Odoms and the Luke Sorensons. Celebrate them now, but they got to hold on to them, too. That's the whole other part of recruiting that we don't – we're always talking about procuring and securing the commitment. Holding the commitment equally is valuable.
We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Morris, Mike Schaefer, and we'll host Bill Strills live from the Residence Inn in the Haymarket next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.